This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials in India said Sunday angry villagers burned army vehicles in protest after more than a dozen people were killed by soldiers who mistakenly believed some of them were militants in India's remote northeast region along the border with Myanmar. An army officer said the soldiers fired at a truck after receiving intelligence about a movement of insurgents in the area and killed six people. As irate villagers burned two army vehicles, the soldiers fired at them, killing nine more people, the officer said. One soldier was also killed in the clash with the protesters, he said. An Indian Army statement said it, quote, deeply regretted the incident and its aftermath, adding, the cause of the unfortunate loss of lives is being investigated at the highest level and appropriate action will be taken as per course of the law. Pakistan's prime minister told Sri Lanka's president that more than 100 people have been detained in the lynching of a Sri Lankan factory manager and suspects will be, quote, prosecuted with the full severity of the law. Imran Khan said in an overnight tweet he spoke to Sri Lanka's president by phone to convey the country's anger and shame and assure him that justice would be done for Friday's, quote, vigilante killing. A mob of hundreds of enraged Muslims descended on a sports equipment factory after the Sri Lankan manager of the factory was accused of blasphemy. The mob grabbed him, lynched him, and publicly burned the body, according to police. Factory workers accused the victim of desecrating posters bearing the name of Islam's prophet Muhammad. In the Conservative Society of Pakistan, mere allegations of blasphemy invite mob attacks. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia has granted approval for people vaccinated with Russia's Sputnik jab to enter the country in a move that will enable Muslims to take part in religious pilgrimage, the vaccines developer said Sunday. It says the decision, quote, will enable Muslims from all over the world vaccinated with Sputnik to participate in the Hajj to Islam's holiest site of Mecca. Saudi Arabia has joined more than 100 countries accepting visitors vaccinated with Sputnik, according to the group, adding that only 15 countries, including the United States, currently require travelers to be jabbed with vaccines other than Sputnik. The Hajj must, for able-bodied Muslims, at least once in their lives, typically packs millions of pilgrims into congested region religious sites and could be a major source of contagion during the pandemic. The coronavirus outbreak has, for a second year, forced Saudi authorities to dramatically downsize the Hajj, and just 60,000 fully vaccinated citizens and residents of the kingdom took part this year. Myanmar's junta chief sat down with a prominent senior figure of Aung San Suu Kyi's ousted party on Sunday, the first significant meeting since the February coup. The military deposed Suu Kyi and her National League for Democracy Party from power, pushing many of her closest political allies into hiding while others have been arrested. The junta has alleged electoral fraud in last year's poll as a justification for the coup, but much of the country is in open revolt calling for a return to democracy. A former NLD MP, who is now part of a group of ousted lawmakers working underground to undermine the junta, criticized the meeting Sunday. After the February coup, Suu Kyi was placed under house arrest. She currently faces a raft of charges that could see her jailed for decades. An eruption of a volcano in Indonesia has killed at least 14 people and injured dozens, the disaster mitigation agency said on Sunday, as search teams looked for victims in a landscape covered in deep layers of ash. The tallest mountain on Java Island threw up towers of ash and hot clouds on Saturday that blanketed nearby villages in East Java province and sent people fleeing in panic. The eruption severed a strategic bridge connecting two areas in a nearby district, according to authorities. They said late on Sunday that 14 people had been killed, 56 injured, and 1,300 had been evacuated. Most injuries were burns, according to authorities. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.